Sitting here doing as I do in the morning, musing on various aspects of what's around my life at the moment, it occurred to me that cheese and wine take time to mature. And they are like us. You can't mature overnight. Day after day, circumstance after circumstance, you mature. Or not. You may go round and round and round and round the same thing in your immaturity until you suddenly see that this whole cycle and circle are meant for your upgrade, your increase, your profit, your growth. And you begin to mature and see that the problem is not with people around you or with God, but with you yourself. And you settle down to the maturation process. But it takes time. I understand that they lay bottles of wine down for many, many years. And if you really want a ripe camembert or a good mature cheddar, it's got to be left in the dark, all on its own, with a row of other cheeses, while it matures. That time of maturing can seem a dark place. And it is a dark place because God is dealing with attitudes and reactions in our lives that are totally ungodly. Ways that we always go, customarily go, accusing, blaming, attacking, dumping on other people. And he will not let anyone rescue us from that place because he himself will do it. Because otherwise we become an amateur providence. If a person from the outside keeps stepping in and trying to help you when you go plummeting down again, they are being an amateur providence and God will have to call them off your case because it's you and him in this place. He's the one that's checking, nobody else. And don't try to check yourself to see if you're maturing either. They measure themselves by themselves, Paul says, and they are not wise. You can never measure your own growth, beloved. Only he can. And that's all he measures, you know. He doesn't measure time, he measures growth. And he never measured the time that Israel were out of fellowship with him, only the time when they were in fellowship. Isn't that kind? So you may look at your life and think, crumbs, I've been more out of fellowship with God than I've been in. But he's not measuring that. He measures the time when you're in fellowship and he measures your growth. And when you've finished having your little paddy and you've turned back to him again, he welcomes you with open arms. But how about it, beloved, if we make this the last time that you go up like a whirling dervish and hit the ground at a rate of knots, that you decide, actually, you're going to stand still under the hand of God, looking to his face and seeing what it is he's doing in you in this hard place, this dark place, and begin to cooperate with the Holy Spirit within you. There's nobody to blame, you know. You're the one that's the responsible for the speed of your spiritual growth. No one else. Comes back to you every time, my darling. Hard truth, but it's the truth. Swallow that pill and see how quickly you will begin to grow. God bless you.